So let's move into a brief meditation before we have the Cryon channel. And to help us prepare for that, I invite you to close your eyes and move into that space where the external world can just take a back seat just for a few moments as you reconnect with the core essence that is within you. There is something within you that responds and resonates to the message of Cryon. It is why you are here. It is why you have connected with us. And perhaps you feel that when you come out of this place, your world doesn't have that beautiful meld between your light work and your day-to-day life work. So perhaps we can give an intention that as we move forward in our life, we have more of a meld between our spiritual life, our core essence, and that which we do on a day-to-day basis. Dear Spirit, bring about a meld between the core essence of my divine soul being and that which I do on a day-to-day basis. Dear Spirit, bring me the synchronicity that I need to fully step into my passion, my purpose, and the things that ignite my spark on a daily basis. And now, with that request, imagine how that feels for you to already have that meld with your core spiritual self and that which you do in a daily life. And let us give gratitude and thanks that we always have the ability to go in and listen to Cryon again and again to help us rekindle the remembrance of who we are. And to help rekindle that remembrance of who we are, we now sit back and enjoy the beautiful message that is coming directly to you at a very personal level from Cryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. So much is happening, dear ones, with you. Question about dreams and reframing things and the body reorganizing things. It is indeed true, and I will add this to that, that in this new energy, dear ones, Spirit knows you, knows what you're about. Spirit cooperates in so many ways to help you. Dreams is one of those ways. If you haven't noticed, dreams seem multidimensional. And what I mean by that is they're never linear. You're in places that you used to be, meeting people that shouldn't have been there or who have even passed. So the dreams mean something else. Sometimes they distract you while you work on other things, and sometimes they're a direct relationship to what you're learning as a light worker. How many of you have dreams in color, or perhaps that you're flying? These are dreams, dear ones, that show you, indeed, you're on the right track. Perhaps you have wished you would have dreams like that. Let me tell you, before you go to sleep, give intent for the dreams that you wish to have and see what happens. For those of you who have dreams that you don't like, you can control that as well. Dear Spirit, you might say before you go to sleep, let the dreams this time, tonight, enhance my magnificence. Let me awaken refreshed and smile at the lovely things that I've had presented during the night. You are so in control of the things that you might not think you're in control of. None of you are a slave to bad dreams. You can control them completely, totally. Like all of the other things that we've been telling you, you're in charge of. This is channel number 4 of 4. The title of Things Hidden in Plain Sight. And we've given you 3 other things that are hidden in plain sight, and some of you know those things, but perhaps we're not aware of the profundity of how you can do it or how you can use them. I've saved until last perhaps the most practical one. It's not esoteric. Some of you will say it is, because you're not understanding perhaps how it might be used. But truly, it is not esoteric. It has to do with you doing something that no organization that is spiritual on this planet has ever told you you could do. And it's this one. You, as you sit there, as you live from day to day, can control your own reality. This always gets us in trouble when we speak of this, because there are those who look askance and say, look, chance is chance. If I step off the curb and a truck is coming, that's chance. Now, how do you steer around the things like that? How do you create a reality which will not have you step in front of a truck by chance? This is where it gets good. Let me present something to you. If you do not have any consciousness towards your path, in other words, if you simply let chance happen, and it will, just like you said, imagine that there is a path before you that is filled with potholes, and you'll step in a number of them, and that's called chance. Now think for a moment that you give consciousness towards your path. And when you do, dear ones, you're presented with a path that either has no potholes, or you get to steer around them through timing and synchronicity. You won't be at that junction where the truck comes along, because you have asked not to be. That is how it works. You connect with the field, where the field has the potential of absolutely all consciousness and things that may or may not happen. And you start to steer yourself through that consciousness into fields with no potholes, because you are now in control of your path. Dear ones, I am telling you that you have the ability not to have a chance, random kind of future. It's also a consciousness of what you expect. And that's how it works. It's not you then consciously steering yourself into places you want to go. It's you with your intent and your affirmations for your life. What are your perceptions of what you can do? Do you think it's possible for your own body and your own mind to project yourself into safe places? For you to give intent for greater things than you have, or to be in the right place at the time that you need to be? What do you think of this when you would say, dear spirit, tomorrow, let me meet the people I should meet appropriately. Steer me in to the correct places. I'll be aware with my intuition of those places. Bring me this or something better. And that's the prayer. And it's simple. But if you do it every day and you do it often enough, you're going to see you get to control chance, and you won't be in front of the truck. In fact, you will meet the people you need to meet in order to go to the next level that you have then projected for yourself. I wouldn't tell you this if it were not then being able to be measured by others, seen by others. And so many old souls and light workers are participating in this. Your intent and your verbalization for what you want is the key. We have said before, so many times, that you are in charge of this, which is your reality, through your verbalization and what you expect next. It also goes to explain the opposite. How many times have we told you this? You are not a victim of this planet. There are those, and I hope some of them are watching, who feel they are. And so I will say, if you feel you're a victim of this planet because bad things continue to happen over and over, let me ask you, what do you expect next? The answer is often more of the same. If you analyze your thoughts, your verbalizations, dear one, who feel you're a victim, you will find yourself telling others how bad things are. You'll find yourself verbalizing your fears. I hope this doesn't happen, you'll say. And yet by the verbalization of then stating it, you put it out there for it to happen. You are controlling your own life and you're steering yourself into trouble. It's almost like, indeed, I've said it before, it's almost like you're in a restaurant ordering on a menu. And you've ordered things that will create that which makes you think you're a victim. The worst things you can imagine come out of your lips and you're not even aware of it. If you change your intent and start to expect good things, even things you've never seen before, you start to change that reality. This is the way of it. This is a tool of the human being through consciousness, which has always been there. Some will even call it a law, the law of attraction, that as you put things out, they attract to you. As you then put out on that menu the things that you are expecting to have happen, the good things, the synchronistic things, the things that others say are impossible, and then they start happening to you, you know it works. My partner has seen it in his own life. There are others who teach it. It is so real to so many, including my partner, that he designs his life through the expectations of things that have not arrived. And when they do, he smiles and knows it works. And he's not alone. There are so many who start to understand the process of consciousness, intent, to be in the right place, to meet the right people. And they plan around this to such a degree that you might think they can even tell the future. That's how powerful it is. I would like to involve all of you in this kind of projection. And perhaps right now with me, you might take a moment to use this gift together and follow this lead. Dear Spirit, I understand this gift. Dear Spirit, I am not a victim of chance. Dear Spirit, my magnificence can help create a reality for myself that is healthy, steered into the correct place, not by chance. Dear Spirit, I intend the best for myself. Dear Spirit, let me be in the right place at the right time. Dear Spirit, I wish to take my magnificence and push it to the future and see the solution to all the things today that are inappropriate in my life. Dear Spirit, this is my legacy. I am aware of the new energy, and I claim it for myself, knowing that light will shine upon me. It's the light of my own soul. It's the light that I came with. It's the light that will change everything from now on. And if you want to put an amen at the end of that, go ahead. That's traditional. Indeed, it's an affirmation, a prayer, and it'll change your reality. These things are real, dear ones, proven over and over, some even measurable. Things that are hidden in plain sight. You can change your life with these things all by yourself. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.